The first settlers to this region began to farm the land, but drought and grasshoppers made life miserable for most. But just when things seemed to be at their worst moment, a chance trip halfway around the world changed the area's fortunes. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1850s, the first immigrants came to farm here near the Walnut River at present-day El Dorado, Kansas.
We had years of drought, followed by years of flood, followed by grasshoppers in the 1870s, and we have stories that those grasshoppers ate anything. We have stories of curtains and farm equipment handles being just gnawed on, you know, by the grasshoppers.
Renee Albert shares the story at the Butler County History Center. In the 1880s, farming was not going well, but a trip to the opposite side of the world would change agriculture here.
There was a gentleman from Butler County, and he went down to South Africa for some reason, came across this crop they were growing in South Africa, and they were calling it Kaffir corn down there. And he figured, you know, if it's going to grow there, it could probably grow here. Well, we call that milo or sorghum now.
The plant, however, was much different than the same crop today.
When it came here, it was a crop that grew on stalks that were up to 12, 15 feet tall and had to be harvested by hand. So that became a very lucrative crop for us because it was a silage crop. It was a feed crop.
The area that had been hard to farm suddenly had a more productive use thanks to Kaffir corn.
We had a lot of people who came here who traveled through the Flint Hills and found that the Flint Hills were not good for farming, but they were wonderful for ranching. So we had a lot of ranchers that settled here.
Kaffir corn was a big help to ranchers. So much so, the town began to honor the plant brought from South Africa to help agriculture thrive. More next time as we travel the countryside in El Dorado, Kansas. I'm Andrew McRae.